Welcome to Sex with Simmery. Frank, occasionally explicit edutainment on the most important topic of all. Sex with Simmery is not intended for children and is not safe for work unless your boss is particularly awesome. See more at sexwithsimmery.com.
Hey friends, if you are into sex positivity, which I assume you are since you're listening now, there's a couple really great opportunities for us to hang out and talk about sex. One of them is DTF, the Daryl and Timmery Fun Hour, which is a combination of sexuality education, comedy, game show. It is a live thing that happens in Philadelphia on the second Friday of every month at the Philly Improv Theater. Along with comedian Daryl Charles, we put together an incredible show every month that features different guests who are either sexuality professionals and comedians, and it's just all sorts of ridiculous. It's BYO, so take that for what it is, so you get a sense of what's going to happen. So DTF, Second Fridays, Philly Improv Theater, that's one option. The other one is that in May, in honor of Masturbation Month, which is a thing, SexX Interactive, a three-day-long sex-positive multifaceted conference is going to be taking place. This is a first of its kind sort of thing. There are definitely academic conferences devoted to sexuality. There are definitely fun play parties people can go to. But this is a merger of interactive workshops, live performances, how-tos, academic lectures. It is so many things, including comedy show, dance party. You can register now. And you have lots of options for student pricing, opportunities for volunteering. So if your budget is not allowing for the regular pricing, you have other choices. And you can definitely hit us up through the sexxinteractive.com website. So that's sex, an extra X, interactive.com. There's also a Facebook presence, which is facebook.com/interactivephl. Because you can't say sex on Facebook. So check out that conference coming up in May in Philadelphia. Thanks, and I hope to see you there. Welcome to Sex with Simmery. This is Dr. Simmery. I am super excited to welcome back today's guest. This is someone that we talked to, oh, I don't know, I guess it's been over a year now, but it has to be over a year now. And I have, to this day, I still get mail about this episode. So it's been a while, but super, super excited to welcome back and hear the updates from Steph Berman. How are you doing?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm fabulous.
Good.
So over a year ago, we had you on to talk about the Semanette, and the response that I got on the website was out of control, because it's like, well, could you tell the nice folks as a reminder, what is the Semanette?
The Semanette, yes. So the Semanette is a high quality, it's a strap-on dildo that I invented to, basically, it allows couples to either wear it or use it in play, and the toy actually mimics an ejaculation.
So the idea is that you could just use it for funsies.
You could use it for funsies. However, the original purpose for why I invented the toy was my wife and I had been trying to conceive after we got married. We wanted to start a family, and not wanting to use a turkey baster and a needleless syringe, which were really our, you know, other than going to the doctor's office, which, you know, it's very, and I don't, you know, I have nothing against people that want to do that. However, you know, it's extremely expensive, and there's no intimacy involved. And for me, I was not the carrying partner in the relationship. So for me, being able to do this at home and in the privacy of our own home, it kind of allowed me to feel more involved. But even with a turkey baster doing this at home, the level of intimacy that it affords is very little. You know, you can imagine what it's like. You know, I joke often about the stories of my wife and I inseminating, and, you know, I always talk about I was wearing a headlamp because I didn't have enough hands to hold a flashlight and the syringe or the turkey baster and the lube. And, you know, it's just, there was so many things going on, and, you know, like, imagine your my wife looking at me wearing a headlamp and like coming at her with a turkey baster. It's just, as much as it sounds not sexy, it's like 10 times more when you're in the moment. And so, you know, we made the best of it, but I wanted something better for us. And so I kind of hit the ground running and did my research. And I honestly never in my wildest dreams imagined that I would be able to, A, invent something. And I assumed that this already existed. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, aren't there other squirting dildos on the market? And yes, the honest answer is there absolutely are. However, the ones that are on the market are typically not made with 100% medical grade silicone, which mine is made of. Mine's also made in the USA. And a lot of them are more novelty. So they're either, you know, modeled after a porn star's penis. So, you know, they're like gigantic in size or, you know, so they're more novelty. And mine also, the unique feature is that it, with the toy, I provide tubing and a small bulb and a custom tip. And all of those parts are removable and replaceable. So when I invented the toy, I really tried to think about all of the little minute features that would make a big difference for, you know, people and couples using the toy. So I'm you know, the best part of the story and my best success, you know, for me thus far is my wife and I were successfully able to conceive our daughter, who just turned a year old. So it's, you know, what's better than that? It's really that part has been really incredible for me.
That's some pretty legit R&D. Like,
right? I mean, what better testimonial is than that? So it's been great. And then, you know, just as time has passed, you know, the word is spreading and I've had a lot more success stories. And that's really the really rewarding part for me is just being able to, you know, just to help couples in general. So it's been awesome.
So it seems like a major part of the market, the target audience for this would be couples that are perhaps like two women or, you know, otherwise, you know, female bodied or something like that. But is that pretty much the only people who are there other folks that this is useful for?
Yeah. So, and that's one of the great things that, you know, when I went into this again, it was, I really had only the vision of this being for, you know, same sex couples, two women, you know, that wanting to conceive. And as the toy has come out to the market, it's been in retailers and, you know, the word is starting to spread. I've been getting a ton of feedback from different communities. The transgender community has been a really big supporter of mine. I'm actually hoping to, one of the things that we have in the works is I'm trying to develop a Buck Angel semenette. So for listeners that aren't familiar with Buck Angel, he was one of the very first female-to-male transgender adult performers. He's known as the man with a pussy. So if you Google him, you'll see he's incredible. He's now does a lot of educational speaking, and he's just someone that's very influential in the trans community. And so I've had his support, and so I'm hoping to collaborate with him. And then beyond that, there's you know, men with erectile dysfunction or men with disabilities have also come forward. I had a gentleman who he struggled with erectile dysfunction, and you know, it's hard when there's any sort of you know, shortcoming. If someone's feeling like, you know, this is all a very sensitive topic. So when someone is able to find something that not only provides the functional aspect, but that also incorporates a pleasure aspect, I feel like it kind of takes that whole medicinal aspect out of things, and it kind of makes people feel more comfortable with it. And so I think that's why I've had a lot of support from those communities as well. The serodiscordant, I just got an email from a serodiscordant couple. They were saying how, you know, his.
To clarify, yeah, in case anybody is unfamiliar with that term.
Yeah, so it's basically if one partner is HIV positive and the other is not, that's basically what it means. And so they emailed me and said that you know, it was actually the gentleman that emailed me and said that his wife was HIV positive and they were thinking about having another baby and how the Semenet would be an absolutely perfect solution for them. So it's really incredible to have all of these other audiences and communities come forward. And those are more of the, you know, as we would sort of call the medical aspect. But this is a pleasure toy. You know, it certainly has that pleasure aspect. So a lot of the kink community, the fetish community, the pegging community, a lot of these people have come forward and basically just been supporters of the toy. So that's kind of how we've evolved and things are just growing. And as the word spreads, we get, you know, there's more and more communities that are singing our praises. So I never in my wildest dreams imagined that, you know, a squirting dildo would affect so many people in a positive way, but it's pretty incredible.
It's a miracle.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to talk about, Bulk Angel a little bit more for a second. Like on a personal note, I was at, the Woodhull Sexual Freedom Conference and so was he. And like, that is a dance party. Like, so, not the whole thing. The whole conference is like, you know, it's a conference and you go to lectures and there are workshops and stuff. But like, there's usually like a mixer component, you know, at most conferences. And the mixer dance party at a sexuality conference is a good time.
I can only imagine what that would be like.
Well, and it's not that there's like a massive orgy. I mean, that's certainly going to be happening somewhere. Like, I'm not necessarily cool enough to get invited to it, but like, yeah. Those things are happening. But the dance floor is so serious because like people who are in sexuality are
that's
like,
awesome.
Oh, I'm going to get out here and I'm going to move my body and I do not give a fuck if I don't know how to do the dance. It's great.
How do I get invited to that?
Well, yeah. I mean, these things are there's a ton of sexuality conferences that are fun like that. But Buck Angel was at the last Woodhull. And I just remember him, like, coming out on the dance floor, like, shirtless. And I'm like, this is awesome. The coolest. And, like, I think Nina Hartley, too.
Yep.
I was like,
yep.
This is the best.
So awesome. Yeah, Buck is, like, he's just so – and I think that's one of the amazing things about him is he is just so comfortable being who he is. And he just doesn't give a shit. And it's just so refreshing to see him. And that's why I think he's so successful, not only in his career, but as a speaker. I mean, he just, his energy and the way that he, you know, can really just talk to people and share his story. It's incredible. So I'm super excited to have the chance just to know him and to be able to work with him.
So what sort of collaboration are you going to have? Like what, is there a new product or?
So what we've recently launched an Indiegogo campaign. So the idea, so, you know, a lot of feedback from customers has come in and, you know, with every person has different desires, you know, in life and there. And when it comes to sex toys, you know, it's hard to please everyone. But what we are striving to do is sort of evolve and, you know, try to meet people's needs. So a couple of things that have been brought up, one particularly by lesbian community is that currently we only offer realistic colors. So currently we offer vanilla, cinnamon and chocolate. So what we want to do is expand our color range and do some non-realistic colors. A couple other things, as you know, people have asked for a different size toy. So some want bigger, some want thicker. So we're working to make basically what we're trying to do is version 2 of the Semenet and have these little aesthetic changes sort of encompassed in a couple different models. So there'll be different colors, hopefully different sizes. And we're actually working on a softer blend of silicone just to make the toy a little bit more pliable, I guess you would say. And just so it's a little more, you know, just pleasurable, I guess. So some people have asked for, you know, something that's a little bit more bendable. And so, and then hopefully down the road, what we will do is make a completely non-phallic looking version. That's another thing that's been brought up, is that, you know, it's like I said, it's hard to please everyone. Some people like the realistic looking penis, and some people want something that looks like a dolphin. You know, you just, you never know. So eventually we want to make something that's non-phallic looking as well. And then the idea with Buck is that because he's so immersed in the transgender community, we would make a specific Buck Angel version of the Semenette. So we're hoping to collaborate with him and do a specific Buck Angel model. So those are all sort of the things in the works, and the campaign is still running. So there's still time left to check it out on our website and contribute if people want.
So, if I want, specifically, I want to be impregnated by, like, purple, sparkly, like, shaped mildly like a tree or something, like, will this happen for me one day?
So, I don't know if we'll be able to do, like, a la carte dildos, although that would be amazing. So we'll probably try to do somewhat of a couple different standard, you know, colors, sizes. We're going to make a different, a larger size bulb. So, you know, if you're using this for insemination purposes, the small bulb will work for you. So for you, for that particular customer, you know, you're going to want the smaller bulb, and you're going to want as many tubes as you can get your hands on. So we have the toy, and then we also are selling a refill kit. So it's just the tubing. So you can buy the tubing. In the refill kit comes 5 extra tubes, 5 tips, 5 lure locks, and an extra bulb. So that would be ideal for the, you know, couple trying to conceive. If you're just using this as a pleasure product, you know, you may want something that has a larger bulb so you can squirt a larger amount of fluid. You know, so maybe the tubing isn't as important to you. So we're really trying to kind of a la carte cater as much as possible. But I think having, like, you know, if a customer said, well, I want a dildo that's shaped like a bunny rabbit in gold and, you know, is 8 inches long, I don't know if we'll be able to get that specific, but we can certainly try to come as close as possible to all of those specifications.
Has there been any discussion of, like, adding a vibrating component, like, at the base or something? Because that's the only thing that, like, sort of comes to mind.
Yeah, so I've experimented a little bit. So one thing in the interim, until we can develop something that has, like, a built-in vibrating component feature, you can use a vibrating cock ring, and you can put it right around the base of the dildo, and that'll give a vibration sensation. I actually had had to be in her 60s, and I met her at a trade show, and she came over and she was extremely excited that there was a dildo that could mimic an ejaculation. And the first thing she said to me is, does it vibrate? I need it to vibrate. And so I showed her, I put a vibrating cock ring right on there, and I showed her, and she's like, oh my God, I cannot wait to buy one. She was super excited. So that would be a solution in the interim. And then, you know, for us, the function of the toy is most important, and the quality of the toy. So, you know, it takes a lot for engineering and all of those things. So, you know, it's sort of, for us, we're a small company and we're trying to grow, and sort of one foot in front of the other right now. And that's why we did the crowdfunding campaign. We're hoping to raise some money and get some support from the community. And, you know, so hopefully we can take these you know, one step at a time to keep developing and evolving the product.
Would it be possible, like, if I have, like, one of the strap-on harnesses in which I can put a bullet, like, it has one of those little pockets in the back, for instance?
Yep.
Like,
yep.
Would that be compatible with the Semenette?
I believe so. I don't see any reason why it wouldn't, because the bullet is, correct me if I'm wrong, it's in a different chamber, right? So, like, where the base of the dildo would go, then there's another little kind of separate pocket for the bullet, correct?
Most of the ones with which I'm familiar, there's just the O-ring through which the dildo is placed. Usually has, like, a base, or it has, you know, like, the little hangy testicle-y looking things that mm-hmm. keep the dildo in place. And then above that is usually where you would just, like, slide in a little bullet vibe. Yeah.
So I'm pretty, if I'm thinking about this correctly, yeah, I don't see any reason why you wouldn't be able to put a little bullet into a harness. And you know, another nice feature of the toy right now currently is it's a fairly standard size. So in terms of length and girth, it's 6 1/4 inches in length and 3 1/4 in girth. So it's a fairly standard size, and we designed it so that it would be compatible with most harnesses. So we don't offer a harness with it. But you know, that's one of the things where if you have a harness at home, there's a good chance that the toy is compatible with that. And there's also a nice little chamber at the base of our toy, so the tubing isn't poking or protruding into the wearer. So we really tried to take into consideration not only the receiver, but the wearer as well. So all sorts of, you know, levels of comfort were taken into consideration.
Are you hearing, or perhaps you want to add from your own personal experience, so the use of it, like, is it like a fairly natural extension of the activity to go and, like, squeeze, time to go? How do you work that in?
I guess, I mean, I feel like it's kind of couple to couple or person to person. I mean, like, for my wife and I, you know, we don't, sex toys aren't, like, something we use all the time. So, you know, the use of it, I mean, it was definitely natural. Having the bulb, you know, the tubing is not very long, so I didn't, and that's why I kept the bulb small, so it wasn't like this big bulky toy or big bulky bulb thing, you know, hanging on the side in your harness while you're using this. So things are pretty sleek, and sort of the transition of doing this is, for in my experience, was pretty natural. And then it's kind of the big moment of the ejaculation. I mean, it's kind of, again, that's, I feel like, kind of personal preference. You know, for my wife and I kind of made her aware when I was going to squeeze the bulb and mimic the ejaculation. You know, for some people, they may just want to, you know, go free flow and do it whenever they feel like it. And that's, you know, the nice thing about the toy is the wearer kind of has the power of when they want to release the liquid. So I think it kind of depends on personal preference.
Do you get a lot of people's stories about their use? Or do they give you sort of the details of the experience for them?
I don't usually get a ton of details. I mean, you know, I do make a point to try to, like, really connect with my customers. I think one of the things that kind of sets me apart from a lot of, you know, big companies is that, you know, I'm the inventor and the president. And you would think, you know, yeah, okay, they probably aren't answering emails. But I mean, I sit down at my computer every day. I personally answer every email that comes into my inbox. I'll sit on the phone with someone and walk them through the process. I mean, there is, you know, I really try to take the time to develop relationships with my customers. And so I try to give them that level of comfort to come back to me and share their story. Maybe they have a question, or maybe there's a little tip that I can provide. And that's really important to me, you know, for me as an owner and as a business owner, and just also, you know, for my customers. I really want to try to take care of them as much as possible. So there's a handful of people that have certainly come back and shared their story. I try to poke around the internet and see if people are posting on blogs. And I have seen some people that are talking about their success stories, you know, how they conceived, or, you know, how their experience was with the product. So, you know, there's a handful of people that, you know, this is just a really private and intimate thing, and they're just not comfortable sharing. And that's totally fine. But for the people that have told me, you know, their experiences has been great with it. No one really has given me the nitty gritty details. So I welcome anyone to give me the details. I'm dying to hear other people's experiences with it. You know, I mean, that only helps me to learn more. But yeah, I mean, it's so, as far as the feedback from it, I mean, I've really only gotten positive feedback in terms of people's experience with it.
Which sort of, I've been curious about, since pretty much anything that exists, it gets, like, backlash, it gets, like, yep, negative feedback, and especially if it has to do with LGBT stuff,
for sure.
I feel like it's kind of unavoidable that somebody just, like, has some sort of brain malfunction, and they're like, this is somehow my business, and yep, I need to be, like, a jerk in the world because reasons. Have you been getting any of that?
I've definitely gotten a little backlash. I mean, you know, there's when it comes to anything LGBT, I mean, you know, some of the interviews that I've done recently, I'll kind of go back and I'll look at the comments. And there's, you know, there's people that just, you know, they don't want to understand this, or they just, you know, they're not supporting it. And that's fine. You know, this isn't going to be for everyone. I think there's still a level of sex toys being taboo. And, you know, even if you don't outwardly say you support them, I mean, you know, if you don't want to support them, that's fine. But there is a lot of support. And I think the real major, and I wouldn't even call it major backlash, but, you know, some same-sex couples, some women have said, well, why would I want to use a penis? Or why would I want to use something that looks like a penis? And that's really the most backlash I've received is from the lesbian community saying, well, you know, why would I want to use something that looks so realistic? And again, that's sort of to each their own. There's a community of lesbians that don't want to use something realistic. And then there's a community that either don't care or like something realistic. For me personally, didn't really bother me. I mean, you know, I've had sex with both men and women, and, you know, I'm happily married to my wife, but I'm not like a penis hater. You know what I mean? So for me as an individual, having something that's realistic looking didn't bother me at all, but there's certainly a community that, prefer to not have something that looks so realistic. So, you know, we're just kind of trying to, again, roll with people's wishes and try to meet, you know, meet what their demands are.
Very cool. So again, heading forward, people can help you on your next stage of evolution of the product. But just in general, if they're interested in checking out more about the Semenet and maybe seeing what it looks like and that sort of thing, where can we direct people?
You can direct people to our website. It is www.thesemenet.com. My Indiegogo campaign is linked on there. It's right on the homepage. And there's all kinds of we have links to the media that we've had. We have links to an instructional video. We have a YouTube page. So there's all kinds of different resources. They can check out everything on the website, and they can order on the website as well.
So it's you said there's like instructional videos. So is this something that's like fairly intuitive, requires like a little bit of training? Like how involved is the process when you're actually using it with all the tubing and all the proper things of that nature?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the thing is like, it's a little bit difficult for me to explain over email. So I get a lot of emails, you know, how do I do this? How does it all work? So it's difficult for me to explain. And that was the purpose of the video. I just do it's like a minute demo of me assembling the toy, drawing liquid up into it, and then showing how it ejaculates. So I think it's a really good resource for you to get a feel for the toy and just see how it works kind of in the flesh. And then in the package, when you order, we have a set of detailed instructions.
And is it success-wise, is it as successful as other forms of home insemination? Is it more successful because there's the sexual component? Because, I mean, given that orgasm is often useful in,
yes,
in, you know, conceiving, like, do you have data on that?
I don't have specific data. I mean, basically, when it comes to home insemination, the statistics that are out right now, it's the success rate is anywhere from 5 to 25%. So it's a pretty big range. And that includes, you know, heterosexual couples. If they have sex and they're trying to conceive, it's the same success rates for them. If you're using, you know, I mean, basically the Semenet is mimicking that same thing. So I sort of conclude that it would be the same success rates. The interesting thing is that when you go to a doctor's office and you do inseminations with a doctor, typically and I won't say this, you know, across the board, but typically the success rates are nearly identical to that, 5 to 25%. So, you know, again, this isn't for everyone. There's certainly going to be, an amount of people that aren't comfortable with doing this at home. But, you know, I do think that this is something that it's kind of, for me, it was a no-brainer. It was a place to start. If I didn't have endless resources, which my wife and I did not, this was a place to start our journey. And if it didn't work and we had to go to a doctor's office, then so be it. But at least, you know, and at the end of the day, if someone purchases this and maybe it doesn't work for them to conceive, well, at the end of the day, you've bought yourself a sex toy. I mean, you know, could it, is it, is that really, you know, a bad scenario? I don't think so. So I think it's kind of one of those worthwhile investments that it can, you know, if it does afford you the opportunity to use it in the functional and kind of medical aspect, then, you know, all the better. And if not, then you have an awesome sex toy.
Yeah, I'm not mad about having extra sex toys.
Right? You can't be mad about that. So, you know, and the one thing I did want to mention also, while just we're on the topic of sort of the instructions with the product. So I often get asked, and to me, it's, I can totally see how people would ask this, but I often get asked if sperm is included with the toy. But you know, I try to be a resource to people and give people their options if they want to go either to a local sperm bank or they have a known donor they can use. But, you know, I do like to clarify when I get the opportunity that sperm does not come with our toy.
Well, maybe that's going to be Semenet 3.0.
Right? Maybe that's the, that's like down the road next endeavor. If I could open my own sperm bank, I mean, I feel like it would be golden, but for now we, you know, I direct people to other alternatives for collecting semen.
There's like a, there's a lot of places to get semen.
There are a lot of places. Yeah. And, you know, I definitely have a few that are my favorites that I'm more than willing to share. You know, again, this is kind of one of those things when people email me, I can give them kind of my little inside tips and, you know, certain lubes that I like or, you know, that, that go well with the toy, stuff like that. So I'm, you know, I'm happy when people contact me and I can get a chance to, you know, chat with customers.
So, y'all heard it here. Steph Berman wants your emails.
Yeah.
So send her.
Give me a shout out and let me know how you like the toy.
Yeah. And graphic details on the use of it evidently would be very useful for research and development.
Yes, please.
So I want to thank you so much, Steph, for coming back on the show. This is totally fun.
Thank you so much for having me back on. I have to say, you were one of my very, very first interviews. And just to be here, I think it's almost 2 years, actually,
Years
later. It's I'm thrilled to be a part of it and thrilled that you would welcome me back on. So thank you.
Oh, yeah. It was just such a good idea. And I was like, what? Nobody did that before.
Yeah,
that's so
I know.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad to be a part of it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I appreciate, you know, your guys' support. It's been wonderful.
Cool. So that was Steph Berman. Thank you so much for being on the show. And again, Semenet, and you can find out all the information on the website. And if you are trying to get in on the ground floor of this next level, if you are wanting your purple sparkly, you got to do the work to help get us there. So check it all out at Semenet. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And have a fantastic day. Thank you for listening to Sex with Timmery. Sex with Timmery, the podcast, is produced by Nathan Karuna. Our opening music is by Charles Evans. Our closing music is by Hanya Lee. Be sure to check out sexwithtimmery.com, Sex with Timmery on Facebook, and tweet at me, Timmery_LEIGH. If you're a fan of the show, if you like it at all, a little bit maybe even, rate and review us on iTunes and tell your friends all about it. And thank you.